Trading Club Pro Update, week of July 27, 2026. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club Pro, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club Pro tracking portfolio settled at $109,019 as of Thursday, July 30, up 9% since the June 22, 2026, inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. With Q2 earnings season in full swing, this week we review the latest quarterly reports from several of our portfolio holdings. British American Tobacco's smoke-free transformation accelerates. British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, showed excellent progress on its smoke-free transition when it reported financial results for the first half of 2026 on Thursday morning. Revenue increased 2.9% year-over-year, YI, note, all revenue referenced after adjusting for currency fluctuations, led by an impressive showing in the US where sales grew 8.5% YI. Earnings per share, EPS, increased by 7.9% YI, with both numbers exceeding analyst estimates. The standout performance came from the company's new category portfolio of less harmful nicotine products, where sales increased 18% YI. The growth in British Tobacco's less harmful nicotine products is expanding its addressable market, bringing in 4 million new consumers to reach 35 million globally. This marks a major reversal against the prior multi-decade trend of a declining consumer base for traditional tobacco products. In total, the new category segment now makes up 19.8% of total company revenue, up from single digits just 5 years ago. Modern oral products remain the leading performers in the new category portfolio, which includes the hit Velo Plus nicotine pouch brand. Sales for the segment increased 65.9% YI, fueled by the overall growth in the nicotine pouch market along with 8.4 percentage points of global market share gains. In the US, the largest nicotine pouch market globally, modern oral sales grew 220% YI, fueled by 11.9 percentage points of market share gains. This was the crux of our original bull thesis on British Tobacco, and it's playing out faster than expected, with the company's nicotine pouches now commanding 29.8% US market share. British Tobacco management expects this momentum to continue with the launch of its new Velo Max pouches hitting store shelves in the second half of 2026. Meanwhile, another bull catalyst we've previously written about is also beginning to take hold: the crackdown on illegal vape sales. U.S. state regulators are no longer waiting on the federal government to take action against illegal Chinese vape imports, and they've begun implementing their own crackdowns. This fueled a strong recovery in British Tobacco's Vuse sales in the U.S., which increased 19.8% YI. With unauthorized vapes coming off store shelves, Vuse is filling the void, with 4.1 percentage points of market share gains. At the end of June, Vuse commanded a dominant 55.9% share of the U.S. vaping market. With the state-level crackdown on illegal vape imports, Vuse is not only seeing a return to double-digit volume growth, but it's also flexing its pricing power, with 4.9% of Vuse sales growth coming from higher prices in the first half of 2026. We expect these trends to continue now that the competitive pressure from illegal vape imports is waning. Meanwhile, the company's legacy portfolio of combustible tobacco continues churning out reliable growth thanks to robust pricing power, with revenue growth of 2.1% YI from this segment. Management reiterated its confidence in achieving its 2026 financial targets, which include EPS growth of just over 6% YI. The company also remains on target to reach its leverage target of less than 2.5x debt to operating income by year-end. This sets the stage for a significant increase in cash returning to shareholders in 2027, through buybacks and dividends. After a decade of flatlining revenue and earnings, British Tobacco is on track for a sustainable inflection point toward consistent mid-single-digit revenue and earnings growth. We were puzzled as to why the stock declined by several percentage points despite what we viewed as an excellent earnings report. But with the business valued at just 13x free cash flow, a nearly 50% discount to its closest peer Philip Morris International, PM, at 25x free cash flow, we view the shares as deeply discounted. And we continue to see upside toward a new all-time high above $80 per share. Next up is another beaten-down company that's showing promising signs of an inflection point. Booz Allen offsets revenue declines with cost-cutting. Government contractor Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, reported solid fiscal Q1 2027 earnings on Friday, July 24. Despite revenue growth that fell 4.2% YI, The company's cost-cutting efforts reduced expenses enough to send adjusted net income higher by 17.9% YoY. Meanwhile, the company continues taking advantage of its depressed share price with an aggressive pace of share buybacks, fueling an even larger 22.3% YoY increase in earnings per share to $1.81 for the quarter, handily exceeding analyst estimates of $1.49. The company's free cash flow came in strong at $261 million, up 172% from $96 million in the prior year quarter. The main factor weighing on Booz Allen's revenue growth remains the ongoing weakness in its civil segment, where sales declined 16% YoY. Management noted that the civil business will likely post another sequential decline in fiscal Q2 before stabilizing, as prior year contract reductions and weak discretionary federal spending remain a drag for this segment. On the positive side, the company's national security segment, which now includes revenue from defense and intelligence customers, which were previously reported separately, increased 1% YoY. This segment now makes up 72% of total revenue and will provide the engine of growth going forward. With no shortage of global conflicts and an ever-rising budget for U.S. national defense, management expects this segment to lead the inflection point in the company's growth rate going forward. We can see the early signs of a turning point in the business based on an improving book-to-bill ratio, which measures the amount of new contracts awarded relative to the revenue recognized in a given period. Anything above 1.0x means the future pipeline of new business is growing faster than current revenue. In its fiscal Q1 report, the company reported a 1.5x book-to-bill ratio, up significantly from 1.1x over the last 12 months. With this improving order book, management expects revenue growth to recover from the prior trend of mid-single-digit declines toward 0% to 4% growth for fiscal 2027. Meanwhile, the company's cost-cutting measures have kept earnings growth humming along at an impressive rate despite the weakness in top-line revenue. Remember that as a consultant, Booz Allen can quickly react to slowing business by paring back its headcount. The company has cut its workforce 7% YoY, which is pushing down operating costs by a wider margin than the current pace of revenue declines. That's how the company delivered 8% growth in operating income despite the 4% sales decline. Looking ahead, management noted it's planning to begin rehiring workers in response to recovering demand in its national security segment, which provides another positive indicator of renewed growth ahead. For fiscal 2027, management expects the business to generate EPS of $6.17. At a recent stock price of $68, the business trades at just 11x earnings, a compelling value for a business of Booz Allen's quality. With the worst of the revenue declines likely in the rearview, we see minimal downside risk and outsized return potential from here. Thus, we plan to continue holding shares. Roper dispels fears of AI disruption. Vertical market software, VMS, acquirer Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, reported excellent Q2 results on July 23, with revenue up 9% YoY to $2.11 billion. EPS increased 10% YoY to $5.38, while operating cash flows were up 11% to $447 million. Despite the widespread fears of artificial intelligence, AI, disrupting legacy software businesses, we see no signs of that in Roper's financial results. The company's existing holdings contributed 5% YoY organic revenue growth for the business in the quarter, with the remainder coming from new acquisitions. Meanwhile, customer retention rates remain strong in the mid-90s across its portfolio. Not only are there no signs of AI disruption at Roper, but the company is capturing the upside from this new technology. Management noted the successful rollout of a slate of new AI features across its portfolio of companies, which is leading to accelerating growth. This led management to raise its 2026 EPS forecast for the second time this year to $22.23, at the midpoint, up 4% from its original 2026 guidance in January. Meanwhile, the company expects revenue growth to come in at 8% this year. This resilience against AI disruption was at the heart of our bullish recommendation for VMS businesses, including both Roper and its fellow serial acquirer Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF. The software bears are correct that AI tools have massively reduced the barrier to creating software code, but that's only a small part of what it takes to succeed in the niche VMS business Roper has focused on throughout its history. The company's acquisition strategy has always focused on buying businesses with wide moats, including those focused on selling sticky software products that have become deeply embedded into mission-critical workflows, creating high switching costs. Displacing these entrenched businesses goes well beyond simply creating a new software application. It involves hiring an experienced sales and support staff that have extensive domain knowledge of niche industries, and who can cater to the demands of their customers. And after these VMS businesses have become entrenched, They develop proprietary customer data that can't be accessed from outsiders. These factors all combine to create immense barriers to entry that can't be easily overcome from AI vibe coders churning out new software code from Silicon Valley. As Roper CEO Neil Hunn explained on the company's earnings call, these entrenched features of Roper's VMS companies give them a right to win in the age of AI. Our right to win is grounded in the same advantages that have always made our vertical software businesses strong: deep domain expertise, embedded customer workflows, unique data assets, high-trust customer relationships, and scale distribution. Despite the proliferation of increasingly capable AI coding tools in recent years, Roper's business model has remained unfazed. The company has compounded its free cash flow at 18% over the past 3 years, reaching $2.6 billion of free cash flow in the last 12 months. The only thing that's changed is the share price has become a lot cheaper, trading down from a mid-20s free cash flow multiple in recent years to less than 15x today. Management is capitalizing on this disconnect between improving fundamentals and a falling stock price with an aggressive share repurchase program. Over the last 8 months, the company has bought back $3.2 billion in stock, reducing the share count by 8%. The stock has begun responding to the improving outlook, with shares up 15% in the last month, and we see significant additional upside ahead. Next, we'll show each position in the portfolio broken down by trade type. Portfolio review. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on Thursday, July 30th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows: position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $30 equals $6,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. It's commonly referred to as the notional value of the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. We have compiled a summary overview of the latest quarterly trades released on June 22, which you can find here. Since then, we have recommended the additional trades listed below. On July 17, we recommended purchasing shares of Novo Nordisk, NYSE, NVO, which you can find here. On July 21, we recommended purchasing shares of Hims and Hers Health, NYSE, Hims, and we provided the analysis for the company on July 24, which you can find here. As a reminder, we calculate the leverage ratio using the following formula: leverage ratio equals total long exposure slash portfolio equity value. We define total long exposure as the sum of all long positions, including uncovered stocks, covered stocks, cash secured puts, and option purchases. In the current portfolio, as of Wednesday's close, these values were as follows. Note, we show each value in our portfolio table below. Uncovered stocks, $71,262. Covered stocks, $25,834, netting out the underlying stock value against the covered call value. Put sales, $41,500. This notional value is the value of stock we've committed to purchasing. Long options, positions, $2,878. Adding up all of these values gives us $141,474 of total long exposure in our current tracking portfolio. We then divide this number into our account equity of $109,019 to arrive at a 130% leverage ratio, well within our self-prescribed limit of 150%. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.